And in the control room of the flagship, three Lensmen brought a very serious conference to a close. "You saw what happened to Helmuth's planet." Kinnison's voice was oddly hard. "And I gave you all I could get out of the thought about the destruction of all life on Sol 3. A big enough duodec bomb in the bottom of an ocean would do it. I don't really know anything except that we hadn't better let them catch us asleep at the switch again. We've got to be on our toes every second." And the Grey Lensman, face set and stern, strode off to his quarters. Chapter 2. Wide Open Two-Way. During practically all of the long trip back to Earth, Kinnison kept pretty much to his cabin, thinking deeply, blackly, and, he admitted ruefully to himself, to very little purpose. And at Prime Base, through week after week of its feverish activity, he continued to think. Finally, however, he was snatched out of his dark abstraction by no less a personage than Surgeon Marshal Lacey. "Snap out of it, lad," that worthy advised, smilingly. "When you concentrate on one thing too long, you know, the vortices of thought occupy narrower and narrower loci, until finally the effective volume becomes infinitesimal, or mathematically, the then range of cogitation, integrated between the limits of plus and minus infinity, approaches zero as a limit." "Huh? What are you talking about?" the Lensman demanded. "Poor mathematics, perhaps, but sound psychology," Lacey grinned. "It got your undivided attention, didn't it? That was what I was after. In plain English, if you keep on thinking around in circles, you'll soon be biting yourself in the small of the back. Come on, you and I are going places."
"Where?"
"To the Grand Ball, in honor of the Grand Fleet, my boy. Old Dr. Lacey prescribed it for you as a complete and radical change of atmosphere. Let's go." The city's largest ballroom was a blaze of light and color. A thousand polychromatic lamps flooded their radiance downward through draped bunting upon an even more colorful throng. 2,000 items of feminine loveliness were there, in raiment whose fabrics were the boasts of hundreds of planets, whose hues and shades put the spectrum itself to shame. There were over 2,000 men, clad in plain or beribboned or bemedaled full civilian dress, or in the variously panoplied dress uniforms of the many services.
"You're dancing with Miss Forrester first, Kinnison,"
the surgeon introduced them informally.